Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm a bit worried at the moment. Something wrong. There is something completely wrong with my libido and I don't know where it's going.
I know. Jamie's going to me. He gets into bed and he's like, I am so unhorny is the word he uses. And he expects me not to laugh. Like, how am I meant to take you to... Fuzzy, don't say unhorny. Just say I don't have a sex drive. Like, why? I've told you once, I'll tell you again. Horny, unacceptable word to use.
Paul Branson said that we should communicate with each other. So for all the listeners who can't see, Sophie is just mimicking my voice. She's looking at me going, meh, 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 meh. Anyway, he said we should communicate. I got into bed last night. There is something wrong with my libido. I used to be hot on that stuff. I used to be at all.
I thought you had a sex addiction.
Yeah.
So I think this is more normal.
It's not more normal.
This is normal.
My favourite pastime is literally having intimacy with you.
And pastime?
Yes, because I don't do it anymore. Because I do it. But...
Sorry, it's Wednesday, Sunday. I can count. That's 3 days ago. It's really not a big deal.
You forgot this morning.
Oh, God. You make me feel sick. I did forget this morning because it was slightly forgettable, to be honest. I did completely forget.
Not to be grim, but our sex recently has just consisted of you going, ow, ow, ow. That's what happens.
Anyway, I'm not sure. That's because you don't warm up.
Yeah, oh my God, Sophie, stop.
Sorry, like so that's me. Just on you if so, that's the situation.
Anyway, if anyone can help me at the moment, because I did.
Oh my God, get over it. You're not a sex pest anymore. No, it's a
Sophie,
great thing.
No, my libido is low.
He goes, I was like, how do you know? And he was like, I can't even wank over porn.
So, I did not say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you
Sophie,
did.
I did not say that.
I would like to go into your history on your phone and see how much porn you've been watching. I don't.
I think porn is bad for the brain.
Did you not try and wank over porn?
No, Sophie. Let me start from the beginning. I did this therapy, which I've said before, called EDMR.
Trauma boy.
EDMR. And since then, my libido has been very low.
I'm not going to lie, I did EDMR. Oh my God, it really threw me west.
Yeah, so anyway, I did it. My libido has been low. And I got into bed last night and I lay next to him and I said, so if I just want to be serious, my libido feels right. I'm a bit worried about it. You laughed.
Yes, because it's honestly mental. He said, I've got to go to, I won't name our doctor's name, but we're on first name basis. We love her. He's like, I'm going to the doctor. I've got to book him with... because I need to tell her my libido. So like I'm picturing you going into our wonderful doctor who I adore and going, so and so, I can't wank over porn at the moment.
No, I'm not.
Like it's pathetic.
It's not that, honey. No, it's not.
And
that.
Then you said, no, I don't even want to go into it. It's really weird. You're weird. I love it.
No, it's just
I get some nice, peaceful time.
Normally I had my mojo. My mojo is slightly gone at the moment and I'm a bit worried about it.
Your mojo is full.
It's not. It's I promise you. See, you're not listening to me. Like listen to me.
Honey, your mojo is fine.
Okay. All right. Listen, enough of my mojo. I think we should probably just dance straight into this episode.
Let's like move right into that episode.
Oh, you just dance straight in, honey.
You just tiptoe those little tootsies straight
in. What
little
dance move are you going to do?
You just rub the salt in those fingers. That's what you do.
Okay, what type of dance move are you going to do into this episode?
Tango in and shimmy out.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
And I'm Sophie Lang.
And we met 5 years ago.
And we're...
Married!
Married!
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Newlyweds.
That was great. I like that. Say who we are.
No, I've got really bad energy. I don't know what's going on with me. Something, I did EDMR, it's fucked me.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, it has. I'm tired all day long.
You don't know.
I'm sick and tired of it.
It's not because of that, I promise you.
Okay.
Speaking of libido. Speaking of libidos.
Are you panicking, touching your head?
Yeah. Speaking of libidos, by the way, obviously I've started Radio 1, which is very exciting.
What's that got to do with your libido?
Well, you'll find out in a second. I started Radio 1. It's very, very, very exciting. And I was chatting to Vic Hope, who is my co-host. And Vic said, Jamie, something really funny happened the other day. Because she's married to Calvin Harris. We're at the Brits together. And she said, we were looking at the pictures after the Brits. Mm. And a picture landed on me and you. And Vic went, oh, there's Jamie. And Calvin Harris said, oh, that's great. Oh, look, who's that standing next to him?
Perfect.
And Vic said, that's his wife. And he went, oh, I thought he was gay. Calvin Harris thought I was
Jamie,
gay.
So many people do. I am your beard. I live my life being your beard. It's no joke. It's no joke. I don't even feel like...
I think it's quite cool to be like that, if I'm honest. I do. I think it's quite cool. Listen, loads
it's not
of...
cool for me. What am I getting out of it if you are?
Nothing. Well, I think it's quite
no
cool.
No wonder people think I'm your stalker. They're like, why the hell is she with him when he just likes guys?
There was a comment on my TikTok. I did a TikTok with you, and honestly, there's a comment. The only comment that pops up really on it is just a girl with her gay best friend. It's always about me.
Yeah, but I have. But that's okay.
It's because it's okay. But you know,
do you know what Jamie said to me? He goes, "I went. Oh, I'm sorry, Lammy. You went. It just means I've made it. Like." When you reach a... Guys, he went to me. No joke, he went, when you reach a certain level, that's what everyone says.
Did you enjoy the Brits, by the way?
Yeah.
You did? You
liked it. I had a great time at the Brits. My dress was a little bit painful and I couldn't go to the loo because I couldn't pull it over my knees, which is a struggle. And Jamie ate so many sweets, his mouth was blue.
Everything that happened at the Brits, you basically want to say that you couldn't go to the loo and my lips.
I couldn't go to the
loo.
Not
the fact that Dua Lipa played or like.
But it was a serious issue. I was texting Rachel, my stylist. I said, I have to leave. I have to leave because I couldn't go to the loo. I could not pull my dress up past my knees. There was a situation that needed to be attended to. I had to leave. That's why we left. Like, not to TMI, but time of the month, you need to go to the loo. I couldn't. We didn't practice.
And then Sophie got really annoyed at me because we went to the after party, very cool after party. It was Warner after party. Shout out to those guys because it was amazing. And it was in the Nomad Hotel. We had a room. I was down there. I was doing my little bit. I was standing in the corner. I was grooving around, looking kind of cool. And I went to
that
Sophie.
That is not true. It is true. He walked Sophie, in. You were Sophie. So sketchy. It was like you had 18... I don't know what went on. I do know... Well, I know what went on. You had an energy drink. This boy doesn't have coffee. He had an energy drink and his pupils were so dilated. I thought you'd taken a drug. And you were storming around going, I feel so weird. I was like, because you just had an energy drink and you are
I had an energy drink at the Brits, which, oh, it was on a big can and all it said on it was energy. And I was like, well, I'll have some of that. Honestly, I couldn't.
It was bizarre.
I went to the bathroom and I nearly threw up.
Yeah,
I was
came out with water all over his face. So I had to splash water on my face because I thought I was going to faint. I was like, oh my God. Whilst I did do something because your face looked weird.
Anyway, went to the Brits after party at the Warner at Nomad Hotel. We had a room in the Nomad Hotel. It was very cool. I was just standing in the corner looking kind of cool.
You were standing in the corner basically... What happens with you is, I've worked it out, you feel uncomfortable, so your go-to is to make people laugh by taking the piss out of me.
No, it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it is. So, like,
what did I say? What did
Perfect
I say?
Perfect Magazine come over. They've got a camera. They've got a woman. They obviously, you've even said it yourself, you're famous, I'm not. So don't even try and put this on me. They come over. They clearly want to speak to Jamie. What does he do? Oh, Sophie, they just want to speak to you. Speak to my wife. You just want to put me down.
I'm That's like, not putting you down.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're doing because you feel awkward and you can't be bothered to do it. So you shove me in the limelight. So I'm stood there like a lemon and then you just bad vibes, bad vibes, bad vibes. That's all I can say to you. Bad vibes. How much did you not want to be there?
No, I did. I liked it. It was really fun. But I had radio on the Monday, so I had to go up and, like, you know, just be kind of chilled. So I went up and went and I was kind of chilled. And then Soph, you came up to bed and you were annoyed because I made you feel boring because we were going to bed early.
Like, so what if you're not drinking? I wasn't drinking. Do you know go what, and have a ball.
Do you
Mr.
know what the best
Bo-
thing about it? The what? Best thing about it was the fact that we went to the... So we're staying in the Nomad Hotel where the after party was. And obviously, we went for a tiny bit, but we didn't stay for the whole shebang. It ended like 3:30 in the morning. I don't know why we did that, because as soon as we went into the Nomad, into our room, turned the lights off, put the head on the pillow, and all I could hear was boom, 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 boom from the nightclub.
You know when you're at a uni house party and like you try and go to sleep but people are partying in the room? I was like, right, well, I'm back at uni and I'm absolutely the biggest loser in the entire world because I've come to bed and I've got Jamie playing Harry Potter next to me on a tape. And I just thought to myself, and we were trying to convince ourselves that we weren't losers. We were like, God, they're there, down there for 3 hours. They're going to feel awful tomorrow. Like, just no.
Just no. Also, you had an amazing time because you went and spoke at Oxford University.
I went and spoke at Oxford University.
That was pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
My brother came to watch you. It was at his college.
Your brother came to watch. It was amazing.
You got really nervous, you said.
I got really nervous because I don't know what happened to me, but something did.
What was it, honey?
I think I was just on my period, if I'm honest.
And that's why you just got a little nervous?
Yeah, I got a little nervous. I felt incredibly unwell, but it was a wonderful crowd.
My brother told me a story when we were sitting. This is honestly one of the funniest stories I've ever heard. When we were sitting in Oxford Trinity College and you were doing your talk and the dilemma came up about the person who was still attached to the Bluetooth and playing music out of it. My brother leaned across to me and said, I've got a story about that. And I went, what is it? He said, my friend was in Hong Kong and he was at a party and he suddenly got horny. So he went to the bathroom to have a wank. And he went to the bathroom to have a wank and started playing porn on his phone. And he couldn't hear it. He couldn't hear it. And he was like, why can't I hear it? So he started turning up the volume more and more and more, and then could distantly hear it in the distance. And he was like, where is that coming from? And it was playing on the Bluetooth in the next door room.
I just don't get it. Is that a real thing that boys like have such urges that they have to go and put porn on in the bathroom?
It's so funny.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, I think it is a bit of a thing, actually.
What, so you're just like, right, ready, here I go?
No, I think sometimes when people have really high libidos, they just...
Clearly not you anymore.
Honey, you're being really mean.
Well, that's good. It was weird that you were...
You can't be so mean about it. You're...
Honey, there's nothing wrong with your libido. I think you've got mental problems.
I think you need to... You're being a bit today. But that's
absolutely not.
A little bit.
No, I'm cold. There's aircon in this room.
I think you should...
Oh, here we go.
To calm yourself down, Sophie has bought...
Tell you what you could do with that.
What?
You could do that blowing on your whistle.
We spoke at this in the last episode. Sophie's bought a whistle from Amazon, which...
No.
Okay, no. Well, you explain it. Here we go, honey. I'm going to pass over to you. So I found this thing. Sophie's bought this thing. What is it, honey?
Everything... I don't know about you guys, but everything that comes onto my advertising... things on Instagram, I will buy every single thing.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
So wait, hang on a second. So when adverts flash up on your Instagram...
Everything I want to buy. Every time. It's like Instagram knows me. There'll be a bra that I want to buy. There's some tit tape that I need to buy. There's a face pillow with a holding neck that I need to buy. There's a whistle for meditation. Oh, wait, hang on. Ready for it?
Wait, before you blur it, explain what this whistle does.
Okay, I'll explain what this whistle does.
So this popped up on your Instagram.
So this popped up on my Instagram and it was a man holding it cross-legged in a field. And it said that to blow on this whistle 5 times was the same equivalent to meditate for an hour. I thought, me with my ADHD brain cannot meditate for love nor money. So what do? I buy the whistle. So what you're meant to do is...
Okay, hold on, let's just say 5 times.
Right, okay, you breathe in like this. And then the frequency of this is like sound bowls and meditation. It will go through all of your brains. Okay, ready for it? I'm truly so relaxed. No, guys, I'm not joking. I think I'm lightheaded from it.
It's because you're hyperventilating.
Give it a go, Chris. That was a good catch.
You hyperventilate.
No, I don't. That's do why it. You're you need it. You're red. You're red. You need it now. No. Ooh. That's what you do.
You can't stop it. You're making me unrelaxed.
Try breathing the mouth closed because it's not good that that mouth's always open. No, you're not playing the flute.
Okay, stop and let me do it, honey. Hold on.
Low frequency. Low frequency.
Stop it.
You don't want to stress your brother.
I'm trying to do it.
I'll close your eyes.
No, I close my eyes. I'll do that myself. Okay. You just say, I'll close your eyes.
I'll close them for you.
Okay, ready, go.
No, I'm not doing anything.
You're nodding.
You're so uncomfortable to Sophie, be calm. Sophie. You need to get in touch with the spiritual
side. Anyone who is obviously listening to this, Sophie is, every single time I breathe in, her head goes up in the air, and as I blow out, she nods at me. Sophie, stop mimicking, okay. Please.
You slightly like it, don't you? That's what you want to do.
I could go and buy a recorder and it would do the same thing and it would be £2.
What's amazing is they give you a necklace because you should wear it all day long.
It's not a necklace, it's a chain.
No, it's a chain to put around your neck because that's the holder. So it's just whenever I get stressed, imagine you're just in the bathroom, you just hear some girl going, ooh. Unbelievable.
What else have you bought on the internet? What have you bought on the internet recently?
Oh, I'll tell you what I bought. Oh, okay. No, this is a bit ridiculous, but I'm so excited because it's arrived. So it's a foot bath and the water that they advertise, so it brings out toxins. I don't know how it does it, but the water then goes black. All these in the advert, all the toxins get drawn out of you. I've not tried it yet. I need to open it. Guys, that came from America. It took us 6 weeks to arrive and it's finally arrived.
All right, Bill, before we go into listeners' messages, I do want to say that I really love you. You're
love
fab
you
in every way. We have a really exciting episode today because we had Paul Bronson on last episode. He said we need to communicate more, we need to chat more, all those different things.
We need to lie less.
We need to lie less. We need to be honest with each other. Mm. And so we thought, what better way to be honest than to get a lie detector back on the show? So Mark, who has done our lie detectors in the past, he's coming back and he's going to be on the episode after listeners' message where we do a lie detector. And boy, are the questions good this time. Are you ready for it?
Boy, am I ready.
Okay, but for now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for...
listeners' messages.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to listeners' messages. Now, before we kick off the messages from you listeners, as we always do, there's been a demand for an update on producer Jemima's dating profile, dating history, what's been going on. So, producer Jemima, for everyone who is keen to know exactly what's happened, can you give us the update of everything that's been going on?
Everything. Ooh, you're going to regret that. No, I'm joking. Well, I'll just update you on the things that you guys are aware of.
Okay. Oh, yeah. And maybe a little bit not we're aware of.
Oh my God, have you been dating someone?
No. I'm trying to sound like there's more going on than there is. No, so a few weeks ago you guys set me up on a date with lovely Nick. And yeah, a lot of people have wanted to know, did we meet again? And the answer is, no.
What?
I know. I'm really sorry.
What was the last message exchange?
He said to me, I'd really like to see you again, perhaps next Friday or Saturday.
It's lovely.
I know. Nick. Sweet boy. Yeah. And I said, I've been having a think about this. And on reflection, I think it's a no from me for a second date. I had a really wonderful time with you. And although I think we get on really well, I just don't think I'm feeling it romantically.
You're worried about age.
But best of luck out there because he's a real catch.
What?
Because he is a real catch.
Wait, sorry. That was the most savage message I've ever heard. Jemima, talk about letting someone down gently. It's a no from me.
My friend did say I sound like Simon Cowell.
I actually genuinely can't believe that you wrote that to someone. And I don't think you know that that's the savagest thing I've ever... On reflection, it's a no from me.
Yeah. What time of day did I say this? Yeah, middle of the day. No, on a Sunday.
So what's the timing got to do with it?
I was just thinking, I'd been writing emails. Maybe I was like in that headspace.
It's very transactional.
It's very transactional from me. I've recently discovered I'm a real avoidant attachment style, so maybe it's that.
What are the
I don't think you're avoidant, you're straight up
rude.
What are the red flags? What are the red flags?
I don't know, no red flags, but if, like, being really honest, I thought he was really lovely. We got on really well, but I didn't feel how I want to feel.
Well, if anyone has another date for Jemima, because I know
he's not so lovely, maybe give her more of a douchebag.
Because we've had some more messages in about you.
Have we?
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's getting out of hand.
If you are interested in dating Jemima,
yeah, dial in.
Send us a message.
0800.
Yeah, dial into Jemima's Hotmail.
Thank you, Jemima, for the update.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, guys. It wasn't the answer everyone was looking for, but
hey, listen, we'll find someone else for you.
We're keeping it real.
Yeah, we're keeping it real, exactly. Okay, guys, before we get into this message, I do want to say a big thank you. We always read them. They're simply incredible. As I always say, if you do want to send us a listener's message, remember you can. All you got to do is slide into our DMs at Newlyweds Podcast or send us an email, newlyweds@jampopproductions.co.uk. Everything's in the link in the description as well. Okay, so if you're ready for listener's messages.
Boy, am I ready.
Here we go, baby.
Okay, ready. Anonymous. Hello, guys. Just want to start by saying I absolutely love your podcast and everything you do on here. Me and my high school boyfriend, like many relationships, could not keep our hands off each other. We would always come back to my house after school and get a bit frisky.
Frisky.
We were still new to sex and were obviously trying to hide it from my parents. After we would finish the deed, we would dispose of the condom. But we wouldn't just throw it in the bin because I was scared my parents would find it. Like the adolescents we were, we kept our used condoms in an empty bag of ketchup crisps under my bed so no one would know. After a bag of crisps and condoms got full, we decided to throw it in the bin. With the condoms hidden in the crisp packet, we thought we were in the clear, thinking no one would know. However, my family had just bought a golden retriever puppy who was always up to no good. One day, I had a friend over and her dad came to pick her up and knocked on the door. When I opened the door, I saw the bag of ketchup chips ripped apart behind him with condoms scattered all over my lawn and by his feet. Her dad, being embarrassed and disgusted by this mess, grabbed his daughter and left immediately. She was never allowed over again. Safe to say, the condoms always went straight into the bin after this incident. That's mortifying.
That is mortifying. Anyway, shall I do a listener's message for you?
Yeah.
This is from Anonymous. A little while ago, I rather drunkenly bumped into an old friend from school, and he ended up coming back to mine. This was a long time coming, as we had been very close friends in school, and everyone thought we were getting together when we weren't. We started having sex, and all was going well until he unexpectedly changed position, and suddenly we were doing anal.
I beg your pardon?
To cut a long story short, when it was all over, I smelt a...
No.
Cut a long story short.
No.
When it was all over, I smelt it first and realised there was shit all over my bed and both of us.
No, you're kidding me.
It was like a poo murder scene. Mortifying. I got up, both of us, and we jumped in the shower and stripped the bed. As we were both quite drunk, he just wanted to sleep, so I had to force him up. The next morning, he woke up and asked me if I had always slept with no covers on my sheets and basically made off as if he didn't remember. I still, to this day, have no idea if he knows. Surprisingly, that it's not the worst part of the story. 2 weeks later, he messaged me, and it was the first time we'd spoken since. The message was unexpected, to say the least. He said he was on a date but currently staying with his relatives and wanted to know if he could rent my room to bring a girl back. Guess he liked the turn-down service. Obviously, I declined, but I always wonder what was going through that boy's mind.
What? What was going through his mind, you perv?
I don't know, honey. That is rogue.
What do you think was going through his mind?
Honey, I have no idea what was going through his mind. I'm not him. He obviously just thought it would be a good thing to go back because he realised that she had a spare room. They were friends. He just thought it was a fun thing.
It wasn't a spare room. That's
I mean, honestly, doing that, you know, that's pretty intense as well. That's quite like into it.
Well, maybe he slipped.
I don't know what happened, but suddenly we changed positions. Like, what is going on there?
She should have been like, hello. I'd have been like, ow. She just went along with it. Oh, okay.
I guess we're doing this. So, do you have another message?
Yeah, boy, I do.
Okay, just really get me into this.
Okay, right. Hi, Jamie and Sophie. This little story is about my ex-boyfriend who I was with for a year. Let's call him Sam.
Okay.
When Sam and I first started to date, all seemed normal. I met his family and they all seemed lovely. I spent quite a lot of time chatting to his sister, and the next day he told me that he thought his sister fancied me. Of course, I brushed this off and said it was ridiculous. He seemed jealous, though, and he told me he didn't want me to be friends with her. Sorry, Sam, what the fuck? Several months passed and I developed a pretty rocky relationship with his sister. We fought a lot and at times I felt very uncomfortable being at their family home. Another month passes or so and they seem to be growing closer. So close that multiple times I'd arrive at his house to find them in his bed, him topless with her tickling his back.
His sister? Her sister?
Her sister or his
sister? Her sister. His sister. Ah! His sister.
I told you. What? You and Emmy.
My sister.
No, I'm just letting you reminding you of like what the scenario is. It's you and Emmy.
Why is that me and Emmy? Why is that me and my sister? In any way whatsoever. You and your sister used to like, she used to teach you how to snog. That's weird.
I'm not saying it's you and Emmy. I'm letting you understand the scenario.
I think any brother and any sister doing that is odd.
I'd also see him using her toothbrush when he was just in the other room. No. Cut to 3 years later and I'm happily settled with my wonderful boyfriend and I see on social media that Sam and his sister have tattooed each other's initials onto each other's body and live together in a flat. They were fiercely jealous of each other and the situation never fails to weird me out. What do we think? Weird or normal? Absolutely revolting.
Well, it's not revolting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
If your sister got into bed with you and started tickling your back, I would be out the door quicker than a runner. There's no part of me that's
you could have picked anything. You could have picked a whippet. You
right,
could have
let me
cheetah.
Tell you, I'm going to be totally
quicker
honest.
Than a runner.
I'm going to be totally honest. I find brother, like, please don't hate me because I'm sure there are loads and it's normal, but I find brother and sisters being too close together, I find it highly uncomfortable.
Why?
I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit. I think it's bizarre. Not being mates, but there's often a flirtatious vibe.
No, there is not.
You think I'm going after you? I'm not.
No, I don't think you're going after me. There is no flirtatious vibe.
I've seen
you
it in my life.
You think Georgie and Alex Rue have a flirtatious...
Absolutely not, but I have come across it in my life and I thought,
Well, so you think... So hang on a second, we've got to get this straight. You think when it's a brother and sister and they're flirting with each other, that's weird. I would agree.
Yeah, and there's often that's happening.
No, it doesn't
happen. It's right under my nose.
With who?
People that I know.
No, you don't.
In my life, I've seen it.
That's ridiculous. Okay, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
This is a love story. Hello, Jamie and Sophie. I wanted to write in a story as I love listening to your podcast every week. As this is a love story, I'll take you back to the beginning first. I met my partner at a supermarket. We never spoke for a long time until one night I plucked up the courage to talk to him. We just got talking and things led on from there. Little did I know he would joke to my mum, who worked in the same place at the time, that he was going to marry me one day. In 2018, we booked a holiday to travel to southeast of America, so we were excited to travel. However, sadly, my mum passed away a month before, and so it was one of the hardest moments of my entire life. But my partner of 4 years was my rock and got me through every single moment. We had a tough decision to make on whether we should cancel the holiday or continue. We decided it would be a nice distraction of what felt like my life was falling apart. We arrive in Washington at a beautiful hotel. My partner had thought of everything. We were a few days in, and it was raining, but we decided to head out anyways. We walked for miles. Everything was obviously thought out for my partner, stopping for food, seeing the sights, looking at beautiful scenery. We arrived at the Washington Monument, and he got down on one knee and asked me to marry him. I was in complete shock, but obviously agreed. He surprised me with a picture of a note he had put in my mum's coffin, which I had no idea he had done, asking her for permission to marry me.
No, you're kidding me. I can't bear it. This podcast, I can't. That is so cute.
2 weeks later, I found out I was pregnant with my first baby. What a roller coaster, and although my mum missed out, I know she's watching over us. We are now 3 years married and two beautiful babies.
No, it's so cute. What did the note say?
I don't know, honey, but it would be amazing. It's probably very private.
Oh, it's probably very
private. It probably is.
That is so sweet. Wow. You've really got to hold your loved ones close.
It's just amazing. How beautiful is that?
That's so beautiful.
Guys, thank you so much for sending in those wonderful messages. Funny, sad, love, everything. We adore them. Remember, if you have a story and you haven't sent in yet, we would love to hear it. Send it to @newlywedspodcast. That's on Instagram. Or you can send us an email, newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. That's the end of
Listener's Messages.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Now is the big moment. As I said before, we had Paul Brunson on last episode. He said we had to be honest with each other. So today,
you need to be honest.
We said we both need to be honest. And then what I thought is that we haven't really done something like a lie detector since we got married. We did it before we got married. We haven't done anything afterwards. So we haven't done a lie detector since the wedding happened. Lots has gone on, lots have changed. So I thought, what better time than to bring the lie detector back in? Are you ready for it?
Boy, am I ready.
Are you nervous for it?
Boy, I am not nervous.
Okay, honey.
Are you?
Well, I'm not nervous one bit.
You look a little bit nervous.
Okay, you ready for this? Here we go. Okay, so please welcome to the podcast, Mark, the lie detector machine.
Okay, we're going to start with a baseline question. Jamie, are you sitting on a chair?
You've learnt, Mark. Yes, I am. Last time he said sofa and you didn't.
Just yes or no.
Okay. Yes. Hold on, my heart rate's going up for some reason. I need to
No, because you're
going to
get caught out lying.
Sophie, be quiet.
Shut up. No, stop.
Jamie, you're under oath. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth and only the truth?
Yes.
Has our sex got better since getting married? Is your tummy okay?
That was my libido, doesn't
Answer.
It?
Answer.
Answer yes or no.
Stayed the same.
No, it's a yes or no.
Yes.
Mark?
Truthful.
True. Don't know who you're having sex with. Wait, that's an insult on me. In our first year of marriage, have you ever thought about divorce?
No.
I'm scared.
Truthful.
Oh my God.
Why are you nervous?
Well, because there's been times when you've been really annoying and I thought, God, it would be easier not to be with you.
So you just lied and got...
No, I didn't lie.
So we just lied.
I want to be with you forever. There have been moments.
That's not the question. Do you want children in the next year?
Yes.
Truthful.
What the... Mark, something's going on because I don't think you do. I don't think you do. Do you want to know what you told me to do this morning? To go and freeze my eggs. Because we don't want to have children. And I need to get my youthful legs because I'm running out of time. That's what you told me to do. I'm not sure this is correct. All right, think carefully about this one. Do you think I am a narcissist?
No.
I think you fucking do.
Truthful?
What's going on?
Just being truthful today. There's no point. I'm not doing anything.
What do you mean there's no point?
Ask me something that you really want to
All
know.
All right. Do you think our sex could improve? Are you joking? Your side, maybe.
Ask me from your side.
Do you think our sex could improve?
I think it can, yes.
Truthful.
Sorry.
Yeah, you need to go to sex school.
Are you joking?
You need to go to sex. You don't even know where my vagina is.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
It's on your hip.
You often try and put your in my belly button. Are there any sexual fantasies you have that you haven't told me?
No, I just can't.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my
sorry.
God, you're fucking rang.
No,
like
I'm
what?
Sorry.
No. Like what?
Next question, Sophie.
Are you joking?
No, it's not.
Sexual fantasies. What's that like? Someone's dressing up? Like someone dressing up? Nothing weirder. Are you joking?
Sophie, ask a quick one.
Do you want me to dress up whilst having sex in a costume as a schoolgirl?
No.
What the fuck, you absolute pervert?
Fuck. It's honestly 95% right.
It's 98%. Is dressing up as a schoolgirl the only sexual fantasy that you have?
Yes.
Lie.
Okay.
I'm really
all right.
Hold on. I don't know. My hands are so sweaty.
Right. Well, no time like the present. Do you think us getting married has been good for your career?
Maybe. Yes.
Truthful.
Did you get married to me for your career?
No.
Truthful.
Mark, you really took a long time there. You hey, really...
Just bordering on a little bit of nerves, I think.
I was nervous for that one, yes, because that was a bit sketchy.
Why was
obviously
that
I didn't marry you for my career, no, but I just worry because I think you think that sometimes.
Obviously, I don't.
Okay, well, I just got nervous at that one, but obviously not.
Okay,
I married you
do
because...
Do you have Botox regularly?
No.
Liar!
Raise those eyebrows. Raise them.
Next question, Sophie.
Raise the eyebrows.
Sophie, next.
Do you bleach your hair?
Be more specific.
Do you bleach the hair on your head?
Yes.
Truthful. Are you naturally ginger?
No.
Truthful.
Do you have ginger pubes?
Well, be more specific.
Are your pubic hairs ginger?
Well, I don't because I shave quite a lot, so I don't really.
No, yes or no. Are the hairs on your genitals ginger?
I would say they're auburn.
Yes or no? Are the hairs on your genitals ginger?
No.
I know the answer. Liar!
Hey,
Would you like to sleep with Kylie Jenner?
No.
Oh my God!
I wouldn't want to sleep with her, no.
You would, you lied.
No, you
you want to cheat on me
no,
with Kylie
I
Jenner.
No, I don't want to cheat.
You want to sleep no, with Kylie Jenner. Fine, I want to sleep with Brad Pitt.
You coupled it with like a nervous question, so I went
no, out. I didn't.
But I reckon we swap over.
You're never, ever allowed to watch Kardashians again.
Right, your turn, honey. You ready for this?
Oh, boy, am I ready.
Okay, let's do this.
Watch and learn. Honestly, could throw out my nerves.
Sophie, are you sitting on a chair?
Yes.
That's right.
Correct.
Are you ready for this?
Absolutely giddy with nerves.
Sophie.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm sexy?
Yes.
Truthful.
You want me to say no, you freak.
Shh. Sophie, in our first year of marriage, have you ever thought about divorce?
No.
Truthful.
Oh, it's really nerve-wracking. Why are you so deep? Ask me about porn. I know what my answer will be.
Sophie, do you think you pull your weight in the marriage?
Define pull my weight.
Do you think...
No, like physically, emotionally, all round.
No, just all round. All round, do you think you pull your weight in the marriage?
To some extent, yes.
Truthful.
Well, that's just...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Try having... I'm an emotional therapist. For
okay. Sophie, do you think I'm good in bed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Truthful.
Are you joking, Mark? Just laughing at me.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. It was truthful. You had them, Mark.
Sophie, be honest. Am I good at finding the clitoris?
No.
I can't speak. Can't be
truthful.
Are you joking, Mark? Are you joking?
You're not. Come on. You're not. You're really not. Wait, no, I feel mean. But you're really good at bed. You need a helping hand.
I don't need any elaboration, though. Sophie.
Yeah?
Are you worried our kids will be short?
No. I know they'll be short. I'm not worried about it. Okay.
Are you worried our kids won't be cute?
Sometimes.
I can just ask you this.
Wait, no, let's...
Oh my God.
Wait, what? Maybe I'm a bad person.
Are there any sexual fantasies you haven't told me?
No. There isn't.
No. It's a lie.
What the hell?
Maybe that laugh at the end was...
No, do it
Let
again.
Let me ask you again. Are there any sexual fantasies, any, that you haven't told me?
No.
It's a lie.
That isn't, though. It's a lie. That isn't, guys. I like bog standard missionary.
When having sex, have you ever fantasized about someone else?
No. Wait, you're making me laugh. No.
Truthful.
Boom, motherfucker.
Will you ever change your surname to Leng?
Yes.
Truthful.
Sophie.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm the boss in the relationship?
Equal.
Yes or no?
No.
False.
I do. There you go. Bossy, fucking bossy boos.
So, always backhanded.
Bossy boos. There you go. You, now swallow it, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Sophie. Could my piles be a deal breaker?
No, obviously not. We're married.
Truthful.
It should have been, though.
Don't need to add these extras. Have I got lazier in bed since getting married?
Always quite lazy.
Yes or no?
No.
I've got lazier. Are you joking? Are you joking? Sophie. Did you get more parking tickets than you told me?
No.
Truthful.
No ways. Okay.
Damn.
Since having your car, have you had over 30 parking tickets?
No, I haven't.
Truthful.
Oh my God.
I haven't. You think I know how many I've got? I wouldn't know the number.
Sophie, do you think you always start the arguments?
No.
Truthful.
Yeah, it's you. Naggy Nancy.
Okay. Well done, honey. Thoughts on it, honey?
I'm unbelievably impressed with myself.
Do you know one question I didn't ask
what?
You?
What?
Did you enjoy the wedding?
Well, why on earth would you want to know the answer to
that? I would want to know the answer.
Yes, is the answer.
Okay, well, that's a good sign. I didn't ask that. Sometimes I think you maybe didn't enjoy it because it was so stressful at the time.
Well, look, that's in the past now, honey. Did you enjoy the wedding?
It's my favourite thing ever. Still to this day, it's my favourite thing ever.
Still to this day, it's my favourite thing ever.
No, I know, but I enjoyed it more
than... Yeah, because you're an attention seeker, that's why.
No, I just enjoyed it more than you enjoyed it.
I liked the London wedding a lot.
Oh, it was fab. Okay, hey, listen, we also have... everyone knows who Producer Jack is. He's been with us from the very beginning, pretty much, when Nearlyweds was Nearlyweds and now Newlyweds, and he's been across everything. And we want to bring him on the podcast because we have an announcement that we want to make. So please welcome to the podcast, Producer Jack. Jack, is it weird to be behind the microphone instead of, or not behind it, but in front of the microphone? What am I trying to say here?
Behind the microphone is the phrase. Yeah, it's weird. There's a lot of people, you see the people this side, which is a bit intimidating.
I know. I always, always would look at you and you're a hard guy to crack.
Right.
You don't laugh that much.
Do you think?
No, you really don't. I actually think, don't you think Jack doesn't laugh? So I would look at him to be
laughs at me all the time.
Doesn't.
Jackie, when did we first meet?
September 20 2022. September.
No, but you and I met before that.
Yeah, at Radio 1.
We met at Radio Stop 1. It. Yeah, we met in the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And can you remember the first thing? So I was looking for a producer for this new show, which was called Nearlyweds at the time. Do you remember what I said to you?
I remember you rang me up and I didn't expect to just like immediately speak to you. And then you're on FaceTime. And it took about four times. We had to reschedule about four times. Little did I know that was a running theme.
Why?
I don't know. No reason given. Just can't make it. And then anyway, I get a FaceTime and he's like, looks like he's running down the street. And he's just like, hey, Jack, how's it going? And he was like, I need someone to do video and audio. And I was like, I can do those things. Like, amazing, amazing. Yeah. And then...
No, I tell you what it was. I tell you what you said, Jackie. Okay. I was standing outside.
Sorry, can you rewind? You met at BBC Radio. What, you just popped into the radio and said, I'm going to poach one of your producers?
No, Jack was doing some... video work for my podcast that I was doing with Spencer.
Six Degrees.
Wow.
And Jack was just was getting shit done. He was getting stuff done. And I was like, this guy's good. And I said, hey man, do you work for the BBC or freelance? He was like, I'm freelance. And I was like, okay, I would love to chat to you about helping me on my other stuff. He said, yeah, cool, fine. And I chatted to loads of different people like about helping with Newlyweds or Nearlyweds at the time. Anyway, I phoned Jack up on FaceTime and I said, Jack, can you do this? And he was like, yeah, I can definitely do that. And I was like, well, great. Well, let me give you a call back and we can then, I'll have a thing of chat about it. And then I had a call back and Jack then started working on Nearlyweds, and that was in 2022.
Oh, this is great. I'd come on here every week if this is what I get.
I remember you said to me, we've got a new producer starting called Jack. You're really going to like him.
Oh.
And I did.
There was actually a bit of recording once that was left on. I wasn't in the studio and I don't think you realised you were recording. And it was like, I really like Jack. And Jamie was like, I really like Jack too. I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Stop it. Imagine we've been like, fucking
I know.
Each other.
I was like, oh, here we go. Here's some
Jesus,
goss.
I got to now remember that the mic's alive sometimes.
What
that is
the
insane.
Hell? That is so sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, thank God she said something nice about me. Imagine.
Jackie, the reason why you're on the show today is because you are not going to be producing Newlyweds anymore.
No. Sad, isn't it?
It's really sad.
But yeah.
Jackie, you're going to still stay involved in Jampot things, but for Newlyweds, he's not going to do it. He's got his podcast and doing other things, etc. Man, the show's going to miss you. We're going to really miss you. We built this together.
Mm.
Guys, I feel really emotional.
What are your being favorite moments that you can remember that we've done together?
Well, I mean, obviously the wedding was like, oh, come on, that was great.
That was amazing.
That was so amazing.
Can we say that you and Jemima, Jamie and Freya, you guys planted the sausage. It was raining all the week towards our wedding and Jack and all you guys were the ones to plant the sausage the night before to make sure it didn't rain on the day, and it didn't rain on the day.
I actually can't, guys. That's so cute. Yeah.
Jack was the person behind Propose the Pod.
Oh, yeah.
That was your amazing... idea. You were behind a lot of the things that we do in the show, so we just want to say a huge thank you to you, man, because I don't think we'd be here without you.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for letting me do the show for so long. It's been amazing.
What do you think from a producer point of view? Firstly, I'll ask you that. What do you think the success of the show is?
The authenticity between you two.
And, is that what it is?
Yeah, and I think people can see the love and the relatability between you two, and I think it's really funny. And I think that people like to see you kind of evolve through your lives and it just feels authentic. Yeah.
Oh, this is really emotional.
Truthfully, Jackie, what do we like to work with?
A nightmare. Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm always on time, right?
Be honest.
No, it's, I mean, let's be, I mean, the bad bits are like, you know, they do, the schedule does get moved around quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But overall, I mean, it's a dream. It's amazing. It's, you can just sit here, and everyone else here will agree, like, you can sit here and you guys just like make the content amazing without having to do too much, really. You sort of steer the ship and you guys just absolutely take it away. So no, it's great, and you're both very lovely, and it's been wicked. I wouldn't stay around if I didn't like you. So
yeah, that is true. Oh. Especially with your ADHD, there's no way you'd be sticking around.
Yeah, a few distractions going on here.
So I want to shout out your podcast, Distracted.
Yeah.
Which everyone going to listen to. And it's all based around ADHD and things like that, isn't it? And, you know, Jack is an amazing producer who's done so many different things. And the fact that you've been on our show for so long has been incredible. Honestly, from all of us here at Jampot, and Simon, I know you're staying in the Jampot family and doing different things with us. But for all of us here, we absolutely adore you. We think you're the greatest. We have a small gift for you, which we hope is exciting. But we have
it's so nice.
A cake for you.
We love you, Jackie.
We absolutely love you, Jackie, because we think you love cake. Oh, and this is your cake. It's a spring cake.
It feels like you, because it's like a chaotic ADHD vibe cake.
Yeah.
But Jackie, thank you for everything you've done for us. You're a complete hero. You're a complete legend. We absolutely love you here. The show's going to miss you. The listener's going to miss you. But I'm sure all of them are going to be looking out for what you're doing and all those different things. So thank you so much. And you're a complete legend.
I'm really sad.
Well, no, it's exciting because still we got.
I'm really excited for Jack, but I feel really sad just in general. It's the end of an era. Also, it really marks how long the podcast has been going.
Yeah.
Which marks how long ago the wedding was.
But very excitingly, guys, producer Jack is going to be on tour with us for the Newlyweds tour, which is very exciting. And hey, listen, by the way, there's some tickets still left. So if you want to go and get tickets, there's tickets for the Apollo, I think, in London. And there's tickets somewhere else. But go and check out the link in our description. You can still go and get tickets to our tour. There's only a few going. So maybe it's a present for you guys. Okay, honey, that is the end of the episode today.
I really love you all.
I love you too.
I really love you too.
Hey, listen, remember, get in touch if you want to at Newlyweds Podcast on Instagram or newlyweds@jampotproductions.co.uk. And of course, we're going to see you next week on Monday for another episode
of Newlyweds.
If you're getting engaged,
good luck.
If you're getting divorced,
good luck.
If you're thinking of getting married,
we love you.
Oh God, if you're just bored in life and you're single like Jemima, what should you do? Sorry.
User, you.
What should you do, honey?
Go date a Nick.
There we go, honey. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Love you. Goodbye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.